But speaking of breaking news, man, our man Michael Lombardi has broken a bombshell about what he's hearing from teams around the league in terms of Tua Tagovailoa. He is longtime NFL executive, host of the GM Shuffle podcast, writer with The Athletic, and regular here on Overdrive, Michael Lombardi. Michael, for the audience that is not familiar with what you've heard, can you take us through it? What's going on with Tua?
Well, Tua, you know, look, he's got a multitude of injuries, and I think as teams go through the combine and get through the preparation, every team has a medical department that places a grade on players. When players go to the combine, they have an orthopedic exam. There's like seven tables that a kid jumps from one table to the next, and those doctors on all the teams kind of look at the player. Then they formulate a grade that they give to the teams once they've done their complete study. And the consensus is, I know one team in the top 10 and one team outside the top 10 basically have taken Tua off their board. I mean, the medical risk is just far too great. And it isn't just the hip. It's the wrist. It's the finger. It's the ankle. It's the knee. He's played, you know, he's played in 32 games if you look at his stats, okay? But in those 32 games, he's thrown 19 or less passes in 14. So he's really only played in about 18 real games. And he's got an injury list longer than when my wife goes to the grocery store. So it's just, you know, I think teams are saying, look, it's not a question of him passing the physical. It's a question of can he play football consistently? And if he can't play at Alabama consistently, why can he play in the NFL?
How did this information come across your desk, Michael? I mean,
I've been asking teams constantly. And I mean, to me, I've just been, from my experience in the National Football League, I know there's going to be at least 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, maybe even more teams that are just going to take him off the board. Now, most of those teams will take him off the board because they don't have a quarterback. They have a quarterback. So they'll just say, look, it's not worth it for us to get involved. But for the most part, you know, this whole rhetoric that's coming out of his agent's camp, that's what it has to do. Lee Steinberg today announced, you know, we're overreacting to the injuries. There's nothing to overreact to. They're there in documents. It's documented. You're not overreacting to him. I mean, if anybody can sit here with a clear mind and say, I'm going to draft Tua, I'm going to pay him enormous amounts of guaranteed money, and I'm convinced he's never going to get hurt, then you ought to go on the boardwalk in Asbury Park and start predicting the future. You'll make a ton of money.
Did Steinberg call you?
No, he didn't call me. He wouldn't call me. Why would he call me?
That's where I thought the call would. That's the basis of the call would come from.
He's trying to dispute everything I say, but he can't. I mean, it's fact. It's not like I'm making it up. Look, the kid's a great player. I think he's a great player. You know, 84 touchdown passes, 11 interceptions, came back in a national championship game. There's no disputing the talent. What I'm disputing is the durability. It's a difference between ability and durability.
Well, that's why I've been saying for a long time, I think Tua is the biggest X factor I can see and I can think of in the draft in the past 10, 15, 20 years, because I've been watching the draft forever, and every year the mock draft analysts are like, oh, no, it's guaranteed. Oh, 100%. He's not getting out of the top five. He's not getting out of the top 10. And every year there's someone who drops, and then we all act shocked. And because of the position, I understand why it seems more far-fetched, but it has happened before. And like you just said, if teams are looking at this guy saying, love the talent, but we don't know if he's ever going to get on the field, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked, Michael, if he drops into the teens or even into the 20s. I don't think he's going past the first round, but...
Let me give you more evidence to support what you just said. Since 2002 to 2019, there have been 54 quarterbacks drafted in the first round. 54. 28 of those first-round quarterbacks are busts. They barely played. They didn't do anything. 10 of those quarterbacks are really good. 2 of them aren't even playing right now, Cam Newton and Andrew Luck. But 10 of them are really good. Okay, then we have 11 of them that are just real, they're good players, but they weren't the dominant players that everybody thought. And then there's 6 that we really can't make a decision on. So what that tells you is there's a 20% chance that whomever you pick in the first round is going to be bad. Now, adding the fact that 3 quarterbacks get picked every single year, okay, in the first round, that's been the numerical number, 3. And you know the rate of 3 healthy ones is 20%. Do you really want to risk yourself taking an unhealthy quarterback with durability issues when you know the reality is there's a pretty good chance you're going to miss on some of these guys?
Well, I guess that's what haunts people, though, right, is passing on that one guy that turns into a Hall of Famer, that turns into
right.
the guy.
Wasn't Elway in that situation?
Well, he went first, but Rodgers is
but
the example.
Wasn't hurt. Elway wasn't hurt, and neither was Rodgers. They played a ton of football. Look, here's the most important line I'm going to tell you. Never confuse hope for a plan. If you're hoping a player is going to be well, then you can't plan that he's going to be well.
With Michael Lombardi, our NFL insider, we've been talking about social media and its connection to the draft for about 3 or 4 years. And Laramie Tunsil broke that loose like something we've never seen before, where he got his accounts hacked and he didn't know that people had access to the video and the information, but nonetheless it got out. That was the most surreal draft experience I've ever witnessed in my life. But we read an article earlier today that the NFL is urging agents around the league to scrub social media of all these players. Like, go back on all their Twitter accounts, Instagram, Facebook, and get rid of anything that could be considered defamatory or derogatory or whatever. In terms of the front office, at what point did that become a part of your kind of protocol when you're evaluating a player? Like, what's this guy been up to on Twitter over the past 7 or 8 years?
Well, what happens is, as soon as a kid becomes a freshman at one of the top 60 schools in America, as soon as he enrolls in that school, his Twitter feed gets fed into the computer. And so you're collecting that data the minute he's enrolled. You're collecting his Twitter feed. You're collecting his Instagram feed. It's just automatic. It goes into his file. You know, when I first started, we had notebooks, right? We couldn't collect a lot of information because we were killing a whole forest in the Northwest of trees because we had so much paper going into it. Now we don't worry about paper. The forest in the Northwest is safe, right? So all we have to do is just convert the data right into the computer. So I can go into my computer and I can look up everybody's Twitter feed going back. If you want to hide it, you want to delete it, that's great. I got it. As soon as you put it out there, I own it.
With Michael Lombardi, our NFL insider, in terms of the draft itself, would you be nervous at all if you were a GM of a team and you're doing this, you know, virtual draft and you're online and you're trying to make a trade? How do you think these guys are going to be dealing with some anxieties leading up to the draft?
I don't see why. I mean, look, we FaceTime. I mean, I FaceTime with my grandsons. I mean, they even know how to FaceTime and they're 2 years old. I mean, like, at some point you got to embrace technology, right? It's not that complicated. You know, you're going to be on the phone. That's typically what you do. Just because I'm not next to the guy that I'm talking to, I'm on the phone with them. You know, I'm FaceTiming with them. I might need more phones than what I have. I might need 5 iPhones, but at least I can have conversations. I think if you don't embrace the technology of today, you're really making a huge mistake. I think it's a great opportunity for teams to know what they're doing.
Great stuff, Michael. We'll do it again soon. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Michael Lombardi, our NFL insider. That's interesting scoop,
yeah,
man.
That's amazing. Well, the scoop, but it's also amazing that all of their Twitter feeds go right into a database.
Right. The second you commit, you're immediately in the database. We got you.
I'm shocked the agent hasn't called him. Shocked. That would be my first call to protect my player.